I'm talking with local resident and Ukrainian Anna Allen. Welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you very much for having me back.
So we last spoke at the one-year anniversary of the 2022 Russian invasion of Ukraine. How is your family in Ukraine doing?
I don't think much has changed, unfortunately. There is still, you know, lately been basically daily bombings in both Kharkiv, where a lot of my relatives are from, and in other parts of Ukraine. And that's relentless, and it doesn't seem to be any immediate end to that. I can easy, like this morning I talked to my brother and he's like, oh, yep, something is blown up somewhere, you know, thankfully in the other part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So the situation is just as dangerous. The situation with electricity is a bit better, but it's probably an effect of it's been summer and less use for electricity during summer, and also spring when the hydropower plants are, you know, can produce a lot of electricity. And I think there is a serious concern that that will be still an issue again in the winter.
What are you seeing these days in the capital region in ways of support of Ukrainian people?
There is ongoing support. Yes, there is probably more enthusiasm from people early on in the beginning of the war, but there's plenty of people who are still continuing support, both helping local, you know, refugees who ended up in the capital district to sort of settle, and you know, helping them finding housing, helping them figuring out the like paperwork, job applications, learning language. There is that's been done through the Ukrainian Cultural Center, and also you know, some individuals that are active in that. The other things is to, you know, sort of help Ukraine itself, both the churches and 518 Ukrainians are still, you know, sort of sending humanitarian aid to Ukraine, sort of different depending on the season, depends on the needs. You know, there was a lot of like sort of winter supplies and generators in the winter. In the summer, it's a little bit different. A lot of medical supplies now. In particular, I am organizing a fundraiser for medical supplies for Ukraine this coming weekend.
June 4th.
Yes, on Sunday, June 4th, we're going to have a screening of a Ukrainian movie over at the Madison Theater in Albany. And I'm very excited about this event. I think it's a very nice movie that was, you know, recent 2022 movie. And it's a historical, it's kind of World War II story. Events take place in the eastern part of Ukraine. And I think it will be interesting for many people to learn. It was interesting for me, although I know that part of the history, but probably never kind of felt it on my sort of own skin until I watched that film.
The film is called Carol of the Bells. How did you discover this film?
Actually, it's been through a friend of mine who is, you know, friendly with the producer of the movie, Artem Kolumbayev, and they're, you know, also trying to gather supplies for medical supplies for Ukraine. And, you know, that's how this came about. Carol of the Bells, a Ukrainian name is Shedrik, which, you know, Carol of the Bells is really a Ukrainian song, and sort of music and song plays a big role in this film, and really, I think, ties everything together.
What are the specific themes that you find really connect this story that is focused on World War II and three families and their different relationships as being Ukrainian, Jewish Ukrainian, and Polish? So what are the main themes that really connect that part of history to what's going on today?
Unfortunately, there is a lot of parallels, and there is a lot of parallels how the war affects sort of peaceful civilian people, and there is a lot of parallels with the current situation of children in Ukraine being, kidnapped and taken away from their parents. Unfortunately, history repeats itself in this situation. It is tragic, but I think the movie directors were able to put together, a nice story and really weave together this tragedy and compassion in music and presented a kind of a hopeful story.
Right, the storyline of these three families with different labels on them and not letting those small differences break them apart. And it's really looking at the unity and support of a community. Is it not these three families who lived in one building together?
Yes.
Do you feel like the local community has almost stopped reacting to the urgency of what's going on in Ukraine, and what do you hope that people take away from watching this film?
I hope that the local community will have a chance to experience a piece of Ukrainian culture and Ukrainian history. And I think people will be able to relay better to sort of and better understand where Ukrainians are coming from when in the current conflicts they're trying to defend their land and their freedom. And I just think it's a beautiful film, and I hope everybody will enjoy it. I do think there is still significant support for, Ukraine locally, among people that I talk to. But yes, it's a conflict that unfortunately has been going on for 15 months, and I think everybody kind of wants for a quick resolution. And when this resolution has not happened, I think people get a little bit discouraged. But I do think that there will be an end to the conflict, and I do think that Ukraine will persevere and really appreciate all the support, both from the government and from all the citizens that express such support.
Could you please remind us where is this film taking place and when?
The film is taking place this coming Sunday, June 4th at 3 p.m. at the Madison Theater in Albany.
And where's a good website to get more information?
Eventbrite.com. If you search for Carol of the Bells, you will be able to get more information.
Thank you so much, Anna Allen, for joining us again on Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me.